Harper Audio presents Queen of Scots, written and read by John Guy. Mary Stuart was born in the coldest of winters. Snow blanketed the ground, and the narrow pathways and rough winding tracks between England and Scotland were completely blocked. The cattle that roamed the lowlands and the valleys of the border region during the summer months were crouching in their low stone byres. The River Tweed, often a raging torrent as it flowed to the sea at Berwick-upon-Tweed on the eastern side of the border, was frozen over. Whereas it normally took a rider 5 or 6 days to carry important dispatches from Edinburgh to London, the news of Mary's birth took 4 days to reach Alnwick in Northumberland, only a few miles south of Berwick. The new baby was the only daughter and sole surviving heir of James V of Scotland and his second queen, Mary of Guise. She was born at Linlithgow Palace, some 17 miles west of Edinburgh, on Friday, December the 8th, 1542. The deep frost scarcely troubled the occupants of the Queen's suite on the third floor of the northwest tower of the palace. James V had lavish tastes and sought to introduce the latest Renaissance styles. The windows of the palace were glazed, the ceilings painted, the stonework and woodwork intricately carved with crowns and thistles. In the great hall and throughout the dozen or so rooms of the royal apartments, logs blazed in the fireplaces. Linlithgow, along with Falkland in Fife, was a favourite lodging of Mary of Guise. She had helped to redesign both palaces like French chateaux. This was hardly surprising because she was herself French. She was the widowed Duchess of Longueville, the eldest daughter of Claude, Duke of Guise.